Thank you, Jane. Well, of course, around about this time every Friday, Neil checks in with Adrian Richardson from La Luna Bistro for his weekly lockdown recipe. How are you, Adrian?
I am very well, thank you, Tony. And I'm excited about this recipe because it is the best cheesecake recipe in the entire world. And if you bake this for someone, you'll be spreading kindness and love. It's like a big warm hug to everyone.
And no calories.
Absolutely zero calories, but I tell you, if you have more than two slices, you will need a defibrillator or an oxygen mask. I guarantee you that. Have one handy.
Well, you better give us the recipe for this one.
All right, it's really, really easy. It's basically got to make the base, so it's a packet of digestive biscuits. Whiz it up with some brown sugar, some almond flakes, and then pour in some melted butter. That sort of sets it. Put that in the bottom of a cake baking dish that's been lined with some baking powder. And then in the actual, in the blender, put some cream cheese. A good tip is to have it at room temperature. 150 mils of cream, some vanilla, one tin of the caramelized condensed milk. Now, you can buy the condensed milk and caramelize it yourself by boiling it for a couple of hours, but you can also buy it straight off the shop. It is delicious. It's like Nutella. You just want to spoon it straight out of the tin and eat it.
This sounds like a very old-fashioned recipe, this one.
It is. It's always the old-fashioned stuff that works and makes it delicious. But that condensed milk gives it a really caramelized flavor. And I grew up drinking condensed milk. I grew up in Malaysia. I was an Air Force brat. So I love the flavor of it. And to that, you add some brown sugar, a pinch of salt, and then drop in four eggs. That's your mixture. Pour it over the base into the oven. Now, it does take an hour and a half to cook at 160 degrees. But believe me, when it comes out of the oven, it'll be all puffed up. That caramelized brown color on the top of it, you will smell it. It will drag everyone from the neighborhood will come to your front door and knock on the front door because they want a slice of it. It will be delicious.
Except they're not allowed to come to your house, so you've got it all to yourself.
Well, you have, but you could cut it in half or cut it into pieces and drop it on their doorstep. You might be allowed to do that.
No. hey, we've been talking. We've had a lot of feedback about air fryers. Can you do this in an air fryer?
No. Air fryers are great for potatoes and chicken wings and those sorts of things. I wouldn't use an air fryer for this because an air fryer is designed to be at a higher temperature and crisp things up, whereas this cheesecake, you want to bake it nice and slowly. This requires a good oven. But air fryers are great for potatoes, chicken wings that have been dusted in some paprika and chili are great in air fryers.
Yeah, look, I even put in, my wife told me, I said, no way. But just two eggs, 6 minutes, and came out as soft-boiled eggs.
That's fantastic. That's from cold. That's amazing. Air fryers are great. I haven't used one here for a long time. I had a bit of a play with it with some potatoes, and I tell you what, they're really good. You put a little bit of olive oil on the outside, and they crisp up beautifully. A tip with potatoes, if you parboil them and then air fry them, they cook a hell of a lot quicker. But the six-minute egg, that's a no-brainer for me.
Yeah, good work. All right, nice to talk to you, mate.
Absolute pleasure, Tony.
Thank you. Adrian Richardson joining us there from La Luna Bistro and the old salted caramel cheesecake. Whoa, how good would that be over the weekend?